Yeah, I talked to him and didn't talk to him long. We had a great relationship. It was hard to part our ways. We tried to get it work out, didn't work out, but I wish him the best of luck there, and we're going to enjoy being here.
Did you feel like it was a real possibility until when you heard from him last night?
Yeah, I did. I felt comfortable about it the whole way, and it's just a situation when he left here. It's always upbeat. When he leaves another place, it's upbeat. You usually don't have bad trips when you go on those free agent recruiting trips, so to speak, but you know, he and his people decided to head that way, and I wish him the best of luck. He gave me 6 great years, and it was a great relationship, and I'll never forget it. But I'm excited about being here, and he needs to get over there and be excited about being there and going about our ways.
Can you talk about your new acquisition on the D-line?
Well, you know, we just studied him a little bit here in free agency. He's a guy, a big guy. We're trying to get a little bigger inside. If you study people in the NFL that are successfully stopping the run, you know, they got big people inside. And after watching some tape for a couple of days on it, I'm very impressed with him. Looks like he's still got a lot of juice in his body and played good football. And they had a little depth there. And it was just something that we went after, and it worked out.
When you look at his statistics, they're not overwhelming. Is that because he didn't play much? Is that because of the scheme they ran?
I think it's a scheme they ran. You know, there's things called hidden production. You know, even though it doesn't count as a tackle or a tackle for a loss or a sack or something like that, if you're playing within the framework of the defense, it's hidden production because it's letting the other pieces of the defense work. And that's what those guys have got to do in there. And I think it's going to be a good acquisition, and I think it's something we needed.
Does he want to play?
Well, I haven't talked to him. We've talked to his agent. We assume that he does. Everybody that we talked to and trying to get references on him talked great things about him. So we're in the process. Somebody said he was on a cruise. So we're in the process of getting in touch with him this week.
Are you worried that that might fall through at all?
No, not really. I mean, I think once he gets back and gets back into the mind of football and sees what we have here and how we're going to use him, I think he'll be excited about it.
What do you think? I mean, you guys redid Gerard's contract, now you have him, and you said you like the big tackles. What do you think of them as a tandem right now?
Well,
what
I mean,
still maybe missing in that middle.
Well, you're always just looking for good football players. Size isn't everything, but it's premium if you have those things. And, you know, just evaluating what we have here and even some young guys, I think we have some people to work with. And it's just like anything else. You're going to always keep working to try to better yourself in this time of year. I call this player season. You know, this is the time of year you're always trying to evaluate and see if you can upgrade and all those kind of things. But we're going to have plenty to work with, and we'll get some guys together and get the job done.
You know, the defensive line is taking a lot of heat here for, you know, lack of pressure.
Yeah. You've
broken them down now and actually had a chance to look at it. What's your take on the D-line that you've inherited and kind of tweaked a little bit?
Well, the first thing I think they play hard. I really do. And some years you have more production than other years, and there's different reasons why. But I think that we got a great nucleus of people here to get started with. And like I said, it's player season right now. Through the draft and free agency, we'll always try to put pieces together with. And once we come with those pieces, we'll go to work, put it together, and make it a viable effort, you know.
Was that it seems like you guys focused in on that tackle spot first. I mean, obviously.
Well, with the scheme we're going to play, we're probably going to line up and play just more technique, fundamental football, not quite as much move in the front, and, you know, just anchor down football. So that's something we had to look at in there. And like I say, if you profile other defenses that are playing this type defense that are stopping a run, you know, common denominator is they have big people in there. Now, does that mean you got to have the biggest guy? No. You're looking for football players. That just means there's a premium there.
I was going to say, does that preclude guys like Mike Myers?
No. As a matter of fact, you can get – in these conversations, even with personnel, you can get a little overboard saying big, 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 big. To me, it's just a premium. You never throw a football player away. You never throw a guy, and, you know, the size is – football playing ability is still the number one factor. But Dimitrianville and those guys, man, they bring a lot to the table. But what happens, too, is what I've started doing in defensive line play, and especially the what we're going to do with what Jim wants to do, is you got to calculate 16 weeks. A lot of people don't ever calculate the fact that you've got to line up and play 16 weeks, and there's more pressure and more banging and more initial contact in that position on the field than anywhere else. And everybody always talks about how many bullets a running back has or whatever. Those guys have so many bullets too. So you need a combination of some size, football players, people that can rush, and to be able to play and play consistently over a 16-week period.
What's your take then on the end position? Obviously, Kearney was available. You guys went after him. So you feel like something is needed there.
Well, the thing about it is anytime you can get a rusher or a cover guy, you got to go after him. And Kearney was really about the only rush guy that I thought was out there, a guy that could capable of double-digit sacks. And that doesn't mean that I think we're out of gas with what we got here. It just means he was available. And, again, you're just always trying to upgrade. But I think the ends and Ebenezer and looking at them during the course of my study since I've been here, and Kennard Lang, two hard-playing dudes. And looking forward to working with those guys. And hey, anytime you can throw another piece of the puzzle, you try to do that.
How's a guy like Elvis fit?
Well, I think he was interesting to me. You know, I studied him out of college, and in my mind, you know, was anxious to see how he was going to do in the NFL. And he shows good flashes. He understands how to rush. He's got long arms. He knows how to use them. And I think he's going to be a valuable guy, especially on third down.
I'm guessing the experiment's over then with him at tackle. It seemed like last year they moved him
inside? And I may have saw it some, but, you know, we hadn't talked much about that. And so, yeah, I assume it is. I think he'll be an edge rusher, and let's roll.